This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has quietly signed the debt ceiling deal into law with just 2 days to spare before the nation would have begun running short on cash. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The signing of the agreement took place behind closed doors at the White House, with just a statement being released in which congressional leaders were thanked for their partnership.
Passing this budget agreement was critical.
President Biden focused on that bipartisan effort in his primetime Friday speech to the nation.
Because it's essential to the progress we've made over the last few years is keeping full faith and credit of the United States of America.
The final agreement, passed by the House Wednesday and the Senate Thursday, restricts federal spending and suspends the debt limit until 2025, after the next presidential election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Shelling rocked Greater Khartoum on Friday after fighting between Sudan's warring generals intensified, despite U.S. sanctions imposed after the collapse of a U.S. and Saudi brokered truce. Witnesses reported artillery fire in eastern Khartoum and around the state television building in the capital's sister city, Omdurman, just across the Nile. For nearly 7 weeks, fighting between the regular army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has gripped Khartoum and the western region of Darfur, despite repeated efforts to broker a humanitarian ceasefire. Three Europeans returned home Saturday, a day after being released by Iran in a prisoner swap. Tehran said there was no reason for Europeans to be arrested if they were not, quote, exploited by foreign security services. The three men, two with dual Austrian-Iranian nationality and one from Denmark, were released on Friday by Iran in return for Iranian diplomat Asadullah Asadullah.